in 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage.
That chick ain't yet.
Welcome to this podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Welcome to the bonus episode. We talking Afro Man. We in white people's bachelorette, secret Mormon lives business.
My God.
We talking heaven sent.
Are we?
Oh, yeah.
Friend of the pod.
On Listen. The bonus section.
Oh.
Let's start with...
No, go ahead.
Let's start with Afro Man. Shout out to I'm Not a Lawyer, but she's an amazing TikTok and Instagram
person. Friend of the
pod.
Friend of the pod.
That's
friend
great.
Of the
we
pod.
Should have her on. I want to meet her.
She's a brilliant, brilliant black woman. Known her for 2 or 3 years. She has been... documenting the Afro Man case. Mm-hmm. If you're unaware, and I saw things about this a while ago, but I didn't know he was on trial until she started talking about it. Uh-huh. Afro Man is the singer of Because I Got High, Because I Got High, Because I Got High. Okay.
You better be in your impersonation bag.
So for whatever reason, the cops raided his home years ago. Afro Man had cameras everywhere.
As we saw,
In his home. The cops ate some of his cake. They broke his stuff. They stole $400 from him.
God, dog.
They tried to disconnect his cameras. he wasn't home. So then he made a song about them.
Yes.
And you have the song? Cue it up, Angel.
Hold on. I'm sorry. I'm about to pull it up. Finish what you were saying. Here we go. I got it. Let me mute us so we don't get that. You hear me, then I hear you, then you hear it. Okay.
All here right.
we
go.
The Adams County Sheriff kicked down my door. Then I heard the glass break. They found no kidnapping victims, just some lemon pound cake.
Song's called Lemon Pound Cake, right?
It tastes so nice.
How many times you heard this?
Lemon Pound Cake. He wanna put down his glide.
Lemon Pound Cake.
Trending on TikTok.
Lemon Pound Cake.
He's a family guy.
Lemon Pound Cake.
The munchies because he got high.
Lemon Pound Cake. Pound Cake.
Get up there, Angel.
He's a Adams County Sheriff.
So it just keeps going at the same tune.
He's well so nice.
I love the use of vibrato, and what actually makes this even worse is he made a music video.
Is that the one where he had the big white lady chasing him? Is that the same song?
Let me see. Is there a big white lady chasing him at the end?
But she was on the stand crying, and they cut to him, and he was like...
No, it has a lot of the footage of...
Alvin said this sounds like me doing a skit. It really does.
Yes. It smells so nice. It's all footage mainly from his surveillance cameras when they were in there. So the officer who was first spotted the pound cake, he's got his gun drawn. He's like looking at the pound cake like,
I think I found something, y'all.
Yeah, I found evidence. Let's taste it.
I'm gonna check it out myself first though.
They're saying Lick 'em Low Lisa.
The song is almost 4 minutes long. What about Lick 'em Low Lisa?
Lick 'em Low Lisa Afro Man song?
Oh, that's Lick 'em Low Lisa. It's probably some nasty song he has.
I think it's about the lady.
Oh, the one that you're asking about.
Yeah.
The white lady chasing him.
Yeah. There's too many Afro Man things on YouTube now. Maybe this is it. Hold on. This is it. Oh. She's licking some other woman's butt.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, snap. I did not see this on TikTok.
Abort, abort.
Oh my God!
Who is the woman saying you're crying?
That's a reactor is no. covering this.
She's licking a Angel. Woman's booty.
Talking about spread white cheeks, looking
with
looking
cheeks,
like
cheeks white whole time.
Look like two chicken drumsticks.
Oh no!
Over here licking uncooked chicken.
I'm so glad I didn't find it. Why would y'all send us over there? Do y'all not like us? Do y'all not like us?
Lord.
And Kevin didn't look away. I would have threw my laptop.
I was frozen. But the crazy part about this whole Afro Man thing is that the police have the wrong house. Mm. He makes songs embarrassing them. They sue him.
Right.
You stole money from him.
Yeah.
You tore up his house.
Completely.
Looked at his cake. And they on the stand... There was one thing where they was asking the man, he was saying, my daughter came home and Afro Man said, she smashed my wife. And the dude's like, well, did she? You tell me. Hold on, let me see if I can find this one.
I remember Melanie talking about it.
Here we go.
Being painted in a false light due to... So you're solely... being painted in a false light due to Mr. Walters saying he had sex with your wife.
Mr. Walters does have sex with his wife. Mr. Foreman doesn't.
Good catch on that.
Yeah.
So you're claiming that is the defamation statement is that he said he had sex with your wife?
Yes.
Okay. And that's painted you in a false light?
It's caused tremendous pain in my life.
I'll get to that. We have to go through false light first. So does it paint you in a false light?
Yes, that my wife is cheating on me with Mr. Foreman.
But we all know that's not true, correct?
I don't know.
But you don't know if your wife's cheating on you or not?
You want to go there?
No, I just want to ask that question because you said we don't know.
I've been with that woman since middle school. I would hope she wouldn't. But you know what? Once somebody puts it out there for their fun and entertainment, it's out there. And it's a problem.
So it's something we cannot verify the truth of? Is it a thing that can be verified, true or false?
Ask your client.
Ask your client.
You can't call... This is what makes it so stupid. You saying it's defamation, but also saying, I don't know if it's true. Well, then it's not if it could be true, then it's not.
Right. Then it's just an embarrassing truth.
Right. Like, you got to say, no, it's not true. And he's making up a lie. I don't know. I would hope not. Why are you wasting the county's time?
We wasting taxpayer dollars twice.
Oh, yeah.
The first time when y'all went to his house.
Yeah.
We was wasting taxpayer dollars because y'all was at the wrong place.
Ate his cake. Someone's got to replace the cake.
Somebody's got to. Now we're wasting taxpayers' dollars again.
On this damn case.
Take y'all L, shut the hell up, and go plant some evidence on somebody.
Go see who your wife is actually having sex with.
White tears didn't help either, Angel. His wife was on there crying. They were like, no.
White tears don't work against white people. They work against black people. And even though Afro Man is a black man, there's no immediate danger. You got to have like he has to be like, ah, and then that works.
You're like an action figure.
Yeah, you got, ah, you can't do that to like get white people off of you.
He won millions? I didn't think he won. Did he win money?
Oh, that would be great.
I didn't think he won money, did he?
That would be
I thought
amazing.
He just didn't have to pay money.
Should we call him? Not a lawyer, but?
Let's call her. She's probably
he didn't win any money because he would have had to countersue.
That's right. What you got to do next.
And waste some more money. That's crazy. They said, but his YouTube numbers went up.
Oh, my! I had to listen to an Afro Man song and...
I didn't even know. I didn't remember that was the name of the man who did Because I Got High. But until I heard Lemon Pound Cake, and I said, he sounds like the dude from Because I Got High. And then when he said it in the song, I was like, this is that man.
His voice is very distinct. Because I got high.
Because I got high.
Melanie, it's Kevin Frederick. You're live on Here's the Thing.
Hi, Melanie.
Friend of the pod.
We were just double checking the Afro Man case thing. He did not win damages, right? He just didn't have to pay them. If you'd like to continue this video, please subscribe to the Patreon. If you'd like to continue this video, please subscribe to the Patreon.